bitterly disappointed again.
Not disappointed in the first half performance. I thought it was important. We spoke as a staff. It was later on in the week that we knew who we were actually going to be able to have fit for us. And we felt it was right to try and get as much experience on the pitch as we could. The first half, a wee bit of a story, the way the season's been as a whole. Created chances, never took them when they came up. And went in at nothing. The one thing I will say, the second half sort of levelled out a little bit. Both teams probably got nervous, the players on the pitch, because what was at stake. You don't realise how the results are going to pan out today. Disappointed that the penalty itself, I've had the privilege of looking back at it, there's no contact. So I feel for the boys, because Jackson, obviously, when he got sent off, that had an impact in the game where Morton was shortly coming at us, but I thought we were digging in. As I say, bitterly disappointed for them that we lost the game due to the penalty kick.
What are your thoughts on the red card? I don't know, it would be a huge amount in the challenge for the second yellow.
The thing that Jackson's done is he's given the referee a decision to make. That's all I would say on that one. I could stand here all day and argue where we think it's another yellow card or whatever, but what he's done with a little bit of naivety is he's given the referee an opportunity to make a decision.
You changed your shape, put three at the back today. Some would say maybe look a bit defensive, but he's created a lot of chances in the first half despite that.
It wasn't the reason that I said earlier, it wasn't to make us more defensive. Over the years of being involved in the game, was when you're playing an important game of football, it's not just what actually happens on the pitch, it's dealing with the game itself, and there was a lot of pressure coming into today's game where we found ourselves in the league, and it was important to try and get the right amount of experience with the right shape that allowed us to be an attacking threat. It gave us a chance to get our wing backs to try and give us the width to get balls into the box, and allowed us to play with two out and out strikers today. So as I say, it was something that sprung on the boys in the last couple of days, but I thought they equipped themselves reasonably well.
The consolation results elsewhere means you're still in the league next year, guaranteed, regardless of next weekend.
No, it's just there aren't the games that we're on at the moment. I'm not happy with that we're losing games by the odd goal. Never got carried away when we went on that run of winning five games. So it's getting the balance right that, when we're on top in games, we need to start killing teams off, and that's something that we look to improve over summer.
Scoring goals seems to be a problem. We've failed to score in 16 of the 35 league games.
Yeah.
You're the striker, you're the man to fix it.
No, listen, it's sometimes the hardest thing in the world to put a ball in the back of the net. The one thing that we done was when we went in that run of the five clean sheets or whatever it was, the boys were working hard enough. I think, in the run where we're not actually winning games at the moment, we had come off a little bit. And I think as a striker, when you're going through tough periods, try to put the ball in the back of the net, you actually just have to keep working hard. You have to believe in yourself that chances are going to come. And as I say, we've not scored enough goals this year, and it's something we'll look to address.